This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport, got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
GAIERS Inc.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride in serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at GOFFENAfurniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons: quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
They're playing back. basket.
16 seconds to go, first quarter. Long three ball. Convoy Crestview, way short. Rebound Redskins, up the floor to Rose. 8 seconds left. Deep right corner, Corinne Heitkamp, a bomb. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up, and in at the buzzer. Schultes, an amazing shot.
And you'll enjoy one amazing game after another on scoresbroadcast.com. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
There's still life in the Yellow Jackets. Down six, 55 seconds to go. Here's Gordon on the arc. Gives it up on the play to Tabor. Back to Andre. Straightaway triple. Good! Sydney's within three. 41-38.
ScoresBroadcast.com has covered more than 1,600 exciting high school basketball games since 2006.
Here's a long three ball by Lee. He's got it! Keith Lee drained a three just about the time Chuck and I said, don't shoot.
That was one of those no, great shots.
Here's a drive by Kyle in the lane. It's blocked by Sydney. A run out for Gordon. A dunk. He flushed it. Yellow Jacket fans going berserk. Sydney in the lead by five.
Wow.
Oh, we'll wow you with terrific plays and three-pointers at crunch time.
Rebound pinballed right back to Priest Ryan. Walked on the play. Jacob Playman. Outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
And ScoresBroadcast.com has called numerous state championships like this one.
Jacob Playman to the stripe. 7.4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Playman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerpult, it fell through. Botkins up four.
ScoresBroadcast.com is online and on the air with thrilling boys and girls high school basketball.
Top of the circle, Holscher. Oh, she's got an avenue right down the lane. Streak to the rim. Left-handed shot. Banked it home. It's a beauty. Corinne Heitkamp. Air mails one in from 25. Left wing, open player, Brandewee bombs away, in again. Corinne Heitkamp, Colleen Brandewee, back-to-back trays. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Walton.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And a good afternoon to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are here at Arcanum. Fort Laramie girls take on the Arcanum Trojans. We are midway through the fourth quarter of the junior varsity tilt. Maddie Shadow, a freshman, has drilled home 21 points. And the Fort Laramie girls, the JVs, are having a field day, up 55-13 over Arcanum. 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. It is a running clock. I'm Jack with Chuck. We expect a good varsity game. Arcanum coming in with a mark of 3-1 on the year. Fort Laramie 4-1. A 25-year head coach, Carla Siegel, at the helm of the Fort Laramie girls program. What a win last Saturday that we witnessed by Fort Laramie at Finley Liberty Benton. Chuck, it was a clinic, an exhibition. They played both ends of the floor. They're playing without two starters. And, boy, did they got to pick up. Jaden Rose had as good a game as I've seen her play in the last couple of years. And also, Ariel Heitkamp came off the bench. She looked like I was kind of hoping she was going to look like all season. She just looked like she belonged out there, handled the basketball, played good defense. It was a real team effort. And that was without Brandewee and Carissa Meyer in the game.
They are both available for duty here today. Avery Brandewee, Carissa Meyer, and neither will start, we understand, according to the official scorebook, but will play. Each will come off the bench probably early on in the first quarter.
Well, Victoria Mesher was just incredibly good last Saturday. She had a terrific game for the Redskins.
Yeah, Mesher had 19, Jaden Rose had 12. I remarked to several people that I thought those two turned in performances that ranked among their very, very best as Redskins, 31 between them, 19 and 12. Mesher was 11 of 13 at the stripe. Summer Hoying had 6. Alex Rose had 6 in the win over Liberty Benton. Skylar Albers, 4. Heitkamp, 2. Morgan Plyman, a free throw for 1. Since then, the Fort Laramie girls have routed Bodkin 66-18 and Houston 49-22 in Shelby County Athletic League play. DePost DeMarco 4-1 on the year. Arcanum 3-1, a loss this past Tuesday to Minster, 53-48, but victories over Ansonia, Newton, and Fort Recovery. The mentor for the Arcanum program is highly successful head coach Abby Moore. Her fourth season here after 4 very good seasons at Franklin Monroe, where she won 76% of her games. We'll return with more from here at Arcanum in just a few minutes, about 90 seconds to go in the JV tilt. Fort Laramie girls lead by a 59-16 count. Once again, Maddie Chateau has poured in a grand total of 21 points. What a job by her so far in this game. 21 for her. And the difference is 43 points. We're down to a minute to go in the fourth quarter. Back in just a few. Arcanum Fort Laramie Varsity Tilt upcoming in about 20 minutes on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Slide into the holidays with sliders from Frisch's. Get 2 classic sliders piled high with fresh, never-frozen beef patties, Frisch's famous tartar sauce, oh, the tartar sauce, grilled onions, American cheese, and pickles with fries and a drink for only $8.99. The perfect fuel to power you through your holiday shopping. Or feed your whole crew with the Sliders Family Pack. Get 6 sliders and your choice of 4 sides for only $19.99. Make it a happy holiday with sliders from Frisch's. Stop in or order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Welcome back to Arcanum High School. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. Beautiful venue here at Arcanum. We are atop the visitor stands, 10 rows up, right at center court. Home crowd across the way, scores table, team benches right down below us. And, of course, Arcanum, like so many other schools in West Central Ohio, Chuck,
adorned in black and orange. That's a popular color combo.
It seems to be. I went to about 50 different schools, and I think the only black and orange that I came across was when I was at Wilmington High School. Other than that, never any black and orange, which is kind of a cool combination.
And guess what? We go to Coldwater tonight. Black and orange, Jackson Center on the road.
Black and orange.
At black and orange Coldwater.
Yeah, we're going to be way up there, too. So hopefully we know which team has the ball.
Right. 20 minutes have been put on the clock here between games. So we've got the tip-off upcoming for you just around the corner. Snapshot of the Arcanum girls. Primary players, Ashlyn Miller, senior guard, who averaged 6 points a game, 2.2 steals per contest 1 year ago. Riley Leeper, a senior guard, scored 3 points in outing last year, 2.5 rebounds. Brooke Anderson, a junior guard this season, averaged 7.5 a season ago, 3 steals, 4 rebounds. And Lexi Gibbons, a junior forward this year, leading scorer last season, 13 points per game. Very smooth player who's worked hard on her game and will be a focus of a lot of defenses so far. Ashlyn Miller, to this point, has been the leading scorer for the Arcanum girls. In fact, in 1, 2, 3 contests of 4 so far, she has been the leading point getter for the Arcanum Trojans, who are once again coached by Abby Moore in her 4th year. Carla Siegel, year number 25, is the mentor. Last season, prior to Christmas, she notched her 500th victory and became the 24th girls basketball coach in Ohio to reach that plateau. Fort Loramie off to a good start here this season, Chuck, after a shaky opener. Lost to Miami East. Looked a bit sloppy, chaotic at times. Carla Siegel had her varsity players after a band trip and after volleyball just for several practices.
Right.
Not a whole lot of work time in, and it showed. Since then, Fort Loramie's been sharp.
Yeah, that first game against East, I mean, they started out, they jumped out to a double-digit lead, but they just turned the ball over way too many times. But that has really started to blossom for this team. They're handling the ball well, shooting the ball well,
yep.
And this is all being done with Brandwee still their leading scorer, missing the first 3-4 games. So she's back now. Maybe give her about 95%, but when she gets back 100%, they're going to run through, except for the Anna game down there. That Anna game, I think, is going to be a war. But other than that, the league should be pretty much theirs.
This Fort Loramie girls basketball program has earned over 200, or I should say over 950 victories, placing it at or near the top of all schools in OHSAA girls basketball history. Jackson Center, an opponent on Thursday for the Fort Loramie girls, who then travel to Minster next Saturday. Minster beat Arcanum this past Tuesday. Only loss Arcanum has suffered to date. That was a 53-48 final right here. Arcanum led by 5 with 5 minutes to go in that game before losing by 5. Minster was without its top 2 players, Barhorst and Mesher. We'll return with more from here at Arcanum. Starting lineups just around the corner. Fort Loramie girls on the road at the home of the Arcanum Trojans on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Lacow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25.
5A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-Com. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
We are expecting a good crowd for this game, which will tip off in about 13 or 14 minutes. Fort Loramie away from home against Arcanum. Gorgeous gym. Fine facility. Oh, this Arcanum High School is splendid. Gymnasium seats about 1,010 rows on each side from baseline to baseline.
Perfect gym. And this might be my favorite venue. 10 rows off. I got a wall to lean against. It's an outside wall, so it's cool.
Yeah.
It's a good place.
And you're right on the 49-yard line.
I am on the 49.
And I'm on the other 49. Our student-athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com, brought to you by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, L-A-C-A-L, LaCal, promoting student academic success on scoresbroadcast.com, has done so since our start 18 years ago. LaCal, a founding sponsor, wouldn't be here on the air today without LaCal. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County in 1983, I think it was, from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And today we highlight a couple of players for Fort Loramie. Jaden Rose, senior, daughter of Ron and Sue. And Jaden's got a 4-point GPA. I kidded her. I said, you've rounded that up from 3.99999, right? She said, no, it's every bit of four. active in volleyball, second baseman on the softball team. NHS plays clarinet in the band, Math Leach History Club as well. She'll attend Wright State Lake or OSU Lima, get her general eds, transfer to a four-year institution, and pursue a major in education. For Arcanum, we spotlight Ashlyn Miller, senior player, 4.0 GPA as well, daughter of Casey Miller, outfielder in the softball team, defensive specialist in volleyball, yearbook, member of SAD, takes part in student council. She'll go on to the University of Cincinnati and pursue a degree in nutrition dietetics. That's a major I need to pursue right now.
I've surrendered nutrition.
Nutrition dietetics, that should be my course of study. This point in time, going on age 7'6".
I think it's too late.
11 minutes away from the tip-off, Fort Loramie, Arcanum, here at the Trojans Gym. I'm Jack, along with Chuck, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students
students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
The Fort Laramie girls won the junior varsity tilt easily. It was a running clock much of the fourth quarter. Leading scorer was Maddie Chateau, who dropped in 21 on Arcanum here in our preliminary game. 20 minutes between contests. Varsity tilt right around the corner now, down to about 7 minutes away from the start of our varsity game here this afternoon between Fort Laramie and Arcanum. Arcanum, by the way, Division III club that takes part in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference. Last year, by way of record, Arcanum was 7-4 in league play, 8-15 overall. Right now, Arcanum and Tri-Village are atop the WOAC with marks of 2-0 in league action. Franklin Monroe behind at 1-0. Six other schools at 1-1. This Arcanum program was at a high back in the 21-22 season. Arcanum went 21-3 on the year under head coach Abby Moore. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams here today, there are key building components for sure. Ashlyn Miller or Brooke Anderson need to do their things. Miller 5'5", Anderson 5'6". Both shoot it well from outside. They've got a score. Meanwhile, Fort Laramie has got to attack the zone like it did against Liberty Benton, run its man-to-man offense proficiently as well. And hopefully for Fort Laramie, keys are Avery Brandewee and Carissa Meyer, who've been nursing injuries. They will come off the bench. Neither will start. Key building components for these two clubs, as noted. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze in Rushi. And we say hello to Osgood Bank, locally owned and operated. Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years. Locations at Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, and Indian Lake, providing the latest up-to-date technology, supporting our customers near and far. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com. More from Arcanum, 5 minutes away from the tip. The Redskins on the road against the Trojans here today on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282, 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in 6 states.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
So many thanks to Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney, a new underwriting sponsor. Begin your retirement wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Also thanks to these three Fort Loramie game sponsors with us each and every Fort Loramie game here on scoresbroadcast.com. M&A Muffler and Tires, Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Last night, Botkins defeated Fort Loramie in a boys' basketball game here on scoresbroadcast.com. We covered it. We were there. Botkins, pretty explosive. Yep. It's a team that's going to make waves in the Shelby County Athletic League and in the postseason tournament in D4, Chuck.
Oh, I think they have that ability. They're only going to get better and better. Plyman didn't even play last night. That's a lot of strength that they missed on the inside. But, boy, they didn't miss it much with Pop, and I'm going to forget the Linehart. Or Lenhart. Boy, those two young men had good games last night for the Trojans.
And firepower at guard. Dosik, Paul, and Meyer, they can shoot it from the street corner, and they will steal you before you can bat your eyes.
Yeah,
they'll take it away and run the floor.
They ran the floor well. I mean, I thought that was that Phil Grove has taken what team he has this year, and I think he's done a wonderful job before the season getting them ready to start playing, and they're playing very well right now.
Starting lineups, opening tip up next. Fort Loramie on the road here at Arcanum on scoresbroadcast.com.
I've got a job for you. Or should I say a career? A rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal-cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio. Hey golfers, our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Starting lineups being introduced out on the floor at the moment for the Fort Laramie Redskins. Opening five is as follows: Victoria Mesher, 6 foot junior; Skylar Albers, 5'10 senior; Jaden Rose, a 5'5 senior. Also in the opening five, Summer Hoying, a 5'11 senior. Alex Rose, Jaden Rose, both in the starting five. Alex, a 5'8 senior. Jaden, as I noted, a 5'5 senior. Avery Brandewee and Carissa Meyer, both healthy enough to see action, will come off the bench probably in the first quarter of this game. Fort Laramie fashioning some
new
look uniforms, Chuck. Red from top to bottom, black numbers outlined in white, and Fort Laramie in white across the chest. I like the appeal. It's different. It's striking. It'll be a red blur going up and down the floor.
They've been black with the the Fort Laramie across there for as long as I can remember.
Yep.
If you're as good as they have been, and if you're as successful as Coach Siegel is, you could put them out there in anything.
I like the modification from the black to the red on the road.
It's a good look.
Yep, like it very much. Opening five for Arcanum is as follows: Ashlyn Miller at guard, 5'5 senior, joined by Alexis Gibbons, a 5'10 junior. She'll be at a wing. Brooke Anderson at guard, a 5'6 junior. Riley Leeper out front, a 5'7 senior. Caroline Long, a 5'11 sophomore, will play at forward and in the post. Opening tip to start the game, won by Arcanum. Trojans quickly forecourt left. Here's a left-handed three ball chucked up there by Miller. Short, no good. Rebound Fort Laramie, off and running. Out ahead, down to Mesher. Missed the gimme. Got the rebound back and sinks a five-footer baseline left.
It's called pad statting. Got an offensive rebound out of it.
2-0 in favor of Fort Laramie. And Arcanum, forecourt right, down in the corner, coughs up the ball. Here's Jaden Rose down to Mesher. Mesher in the lane area. Might have gotten away with a walk. Good spin move and banked it in. Got the roll off the iron. 4-0 in favor of the Fort Laramie girls. 50 seconds into the opening stanza. Here's a deflection at side court. Ball popped in the air, and it is touched last by the reach of a Brooke Anderson down there in the corner of the floor. It hopped up into the stands on the Arcanum side, and the official who was right on it sold it and said Redskins possession. Jaden Rose straight away. Left available. Long three ball. Clangs off the rim. Good offensive rebound by Skylar Albers. Back out to Jaden between the circles. Looks like a man-to-man from Arcanum. Here is Alex Rose to Albers. Going back door. Good cut to the rim by Mesher. Fine pass. Layup in.
Wow, this young lady is just turning into a basketball player in front of our eyes.
6-0 for Fort Loramie. 6-0 for Victoria Mesher. Double team, top of the circle. Sandwiches Alexis Gibbons. Gets rid of it to Brooke Anderson. Ball thrown into the post. Intended on the play for Miller. Cutting to the basket. Stolen by Fort Loramie. Long outlet down the floor to Summer Hoing. Hits the trailer. Skylar Albers for the lay-in.
What a good pass.
8-0 Fort Loramie here at the start. Gibbons deep in the left corner for Arcanum. Reach in, a hack committed by Fort Loramie. Foul against the Redskins. New rule applying this year. 5 team fouls in a quarter sends the other club to the line for 2 free throws on the 5th.
Yep, and then they reset to start the second quarter and so forth.
No more 1-1. It is off the books completely. Here is Arcanum in the left corner of the floor, trying to drive to the rim as Brooke Anderson stumbles in the lane, lost the ball. It rolls out of bounds to Fort Loramie, which is off to a blistering start, 8-0. 6:06 to go in the first.
Brandewy now in the game. First time we have seen her this year.
Avery Brandewy on the court for Fort Loramie. Avery with a bad ankle sprain has recovered. Here's a steal by Arcanum in the Fort Loramie half court, taken away by Miller. Miller dashes down the floor, and the ball is struck from behind by the Redskins, and it's out of bounds in the half court for Arcanum. Ariel Heitkamp, I think, is checked in for yes. Fort Loramie. Ariel Heitkamp and Avery Brandewy both on the hardwood. Here's the ball inbounded by Arcanum. It's on the deck, scraped away by Fort Loramie. Albers down the floor, hits a teammate gliding in from the left flank. Layup is good. Driving shot pumped in by Fort Loramie. Well done by the Redskins' Avery Brandewy. She enters the game and scores right away in style. Timeout Arcanum, 3 minutes gone. Opening period. Fort Loramie has bolted to do a 10-0 lead on scoresbroadcast.com.
Would you like an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home? Well, the Anna Markets at your service. The Anna Markets Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. The marbling and rich flavor of the prime and premium beef make a big difference in taste. So do the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork. And the Anna Market is the only market within a 2-hour drive that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Plus, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. And don't forget, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee you an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it first class. Shop at the Anna Market.
Oh, we've been doing business for over 40 years, creating beautiful hair with beautiful care. We are the family stylist. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, across from Brookins. Mom, dads, the children, the kids, they all come to Cutaway Styling Salon. We will style your hair, make it shine right here at Cutaway. Open Monday through Saturday, handicapped accessible after the timeout. Good play by Arcanum, which finds the open three-point shooter, Maddie Noe, off the bench. The 5'6 freshman guard lights it up from long range to make it Fort Loramie 10, Arcanum 3.
Yeah, they lost track of her. She got her feet set, and that nice form.
Owner and stylist at Cutaway Styling Salon is Steph Gubo. Additional stylists, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, Renee Mesher. Fort Loramie inbounding below the rim. And a player for the Redskins is walloped on the arm while shooting. A couple free throws coming here for Skylar Albers. She toes the stripe for Fort Loramie. She made herself available in the paint, was chopped up on the arm as she released it. The free throw does everything but go in through the net. It spins around some more like a top and comes out. In the act of shooting, Skyler is awarded a second, and she nails it. 11-3 Fort Loramie, 5:16 to go here in the first quarter. 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. It's our experience, your style. We will help you create that style. So walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Here's a big-time three ball from the right corner by Arcanum. Yes, Ava Gilbert, 5'7 senior, drives one home. Two straight three-point shots attempted by Arcanum, and they both go in. Here's Avery Brandaway hitting a cutter coming in from the right corner. It's caught and laid through by Ariel Heitkamp. Nice play. Brandaway found her, delivered her a perfect pass. 4:34 to go in the first, 13-6 in favor of Fort Loramie. And the Redskins manage to claw the ball free, leaking out the other way. It's Albers all the way to the rack. Layup, yes. Albers was out ahead of the pack. In fact, two red jerseys were on the left side of the half-court line. 15-6, Fort Loramie in front. 4:08 to go here in the first period. Arcanum has produced a couple of threes here in the last minute. Oh, what a steal. Nice takeaway by Albers. Finds Heitkamp loose at the other end. She's decked on the play, and she'll get two. Skylar Albers with those long arms, Chuck. Oh,
she's a good defender.
She'll pickpocket you right now. She did right then. Heitkamp at the free throw stripe. A couple of free throws for Fort Loramie. Ariel, a 5'6 junior off the bench. And it goes in and out. Tough break. Fort Loramie made its first, I think it was 17 in a row or 16 out of 17 to start the game last week against Findlay Liberty Benton in the game we covered on Saturday. Finished 22 of 25. Here, Heitkamp cannot connect on either one. Rebound to Arcanum, which trails 15-6. Trojans forecourt to our right. And Fort Loramie's defense is forcing Arcanum out near the timeline. It's Brooke Anderson trying to penetrate down the left side of the floor, over guarding against Fort Loramie.
She's got a little body on her.
Have we seen Carissa Meyer? Is she on the floor now for the Redskins?
Yeah, she's out there.
Yep, Carissa is in. That right knee braced up. Here's a pass by Arcanum, trying to find a slasher in the lane. Fort Loramie manages to strike it free. Long pass to Mesher. Mesher tries to hit Alex Rose, barreling in from the right side of the floor. The pass goes awry and out of bounds.
That was a good thought. She threw it a little too hard and a little too far out in front of her.
Gymnasium seats about 1,000. It's maybe a little less than half full. Pretty good contingent from Fort Loramie here today. But I bet we've got a huge listening audience, and we will tonight. We're the only live presentation this evening for the Jackson Center boys at Coldwater. Deep right corner, Riley Leeper has got it for Arcanum. Leeper, a 5'7 senior guard. Hand off to Brooke Anderson. She's boxed in and throws it off the leg of Avery Brandaway of Fort Loramie.
They keep running their offense and end up in the corner. That's not where you want to be.
Fort Loramie jumped on top 10-0 after the first 3 minutes plus. Arcanum settled down now. Here's a fake by Brooke Anderson in the corner. Goes around Carissa Meyer, who stuck out a knee. Foul called. Team personal number 3 on Fort Loramie. 3 on Arcanum. 3:08 left in the initial period. Arcanum will inbound it baseline right of the rim. Anderson, the playmaker. Fort Loramie zoning in the paint. Ball lobbed ahead of the key to Miller. Miller gives it up outside the arc. Left wing to Brooke Anderson, who flies up a trifecta short. Rebound down to Ariel Heitkamp of Fort Loramie. Ahead to Brandaway to Mesher, top of the key. Right corner, Alex Rose, back out to Victoria, who resets. 15-6, Fort Loramie, 2:45 to go, first quarter. Here's Heitkamp into the paint area to Alex Rose. She's hemmed in, and the ball is batted free by Arcanum. Trojans in backcourt over guarding Brandewee by Fort Loramie. And she tried to do the wraparound with both arms to get a jump, but the referee would have nothing of it. And Arcanum will throw it inside court. 14 foul on Fort Loramie. Skylar Albers in for Alex Rose for Fort Loramie, which has Victoria Mesher, Jaden Rose, Avery Brandewee, and now Summer Hoying re-enters for Ariel Heitkamp. We've got Brooke Anderson, Riley Leeper on the floor for Arcanum. Ashlyn Miller out there as well. Caroline Long on the hardwood. Leeper's got it outside the arc on the right. Deals to Brooke Anderson around a screen. Staggers a little bit. The official noticed what we did, Chuck. That's a walk.
That's a good call.
Yep. Tonight.
Because Sam Mesher did a nice job. Boy, just got her hands up and played good defense, caused her to travel.
Yep. Defended without contact. Here's Fort Loramie, baseline right. Redskins have it. Morgan Plyman is checked in. She's the fifth player on the quintet out there right now. 2 minutes to go. Opening quarter, 15-6 Fort Loramie. Here's Mesher. Oh, she's got a crease. Right down the middle against the defense. And the ball hits the front of the rim, crawls over and through, and a foul. Chance for a three-point play for Victoria Mesher, who's got how many so far?
That's eight.
Victoria poured in the first six of the game for the Redskins. She's now got eight, a chance to make it nine. Free throw, front rim, back rim, curve, plunk. It falls good right through.
They have eight field goals now. Last week against Liberty Benton, I think they had one field goal, and everything else was free throws at this point.
In terms of field goals last week against Liberty Benton, Fort Loramie had 28 points via field goals. Liberty Benton, 26. Fort Loramie won the game of 17 thanks to tremendous free throw shooting. Lost ball by Arcanum. Fort Loramie has it. Down to Summer Hoying in the post. Baseline right. Fall away shot. 10-footer Brandewee, no good. Stick back Summer Hoying short, but she's tagged on the arm. And she gets two at the stripe for Fort Loramie, which leads 18-6 with a minute 34 to go, opening period. Fort Loramie lost its opener 36-33 to Miami East on November 24th. Since then, a four-game win string over Arcanum, Botkins, Houston in the Shelby County Athletic League, and a non-conference win up at Findlay Liberty Benton last Saturday. One free throw by Hoying, good. Second one short. Rebound deflected right corner. Arcanum comes away with it. Down to 13. Minute 25 to go. Opening stanza. Good defense. Side court before Loramie. Two players on the Trojan. And trying to inbound it is Claire Hine, the 5'6 freshman, somehow, some way in the nick of time. Arcanum gets a timeout called.
I think that might have been a good call.
1:22 to go in the first. Fort Loramie up 13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Well, here on ScoresBroadcast.com, we say hello to Jenna Frilling, who's up here in the top row at Arcanum along with us. She's doing the video work for the Fort Loramie girls basketball team here today. Hello, Jenna, who always does a terrific job, spot on with that video camera. Minute 15 to go here in the first quarter. Fort Loramie on defense, head but 13. Oh, not on defense for long. Here's a swipe taken away by Victoria Mesher, and she barrels down the floor to the rack for two more. Fort Loramie, fine combo of offense and defense here in the first period, leading Arcanum by 15. Nearly another steal out high. It is raked away by Victoria Mesher. Wide open teammate down the floor, Avery Brandewee on the finish.
point. They're turning them over, but they're turning them over for baskets.
Yep. Way out on the floor, too. Arcanum starting its offense 25 feet from the rim, and that can be troublesome. Here's a loose ball in the Arcanum half court. Fort Loramie manages to fight it free again, and before it goes out of bounds, it is touched on the play by Arcanum.
That's their 12th turnover now in the first quarter.
My, oh, my. 23-6, Fort Loramie, 35 ticks on the clock, late in the first.
Got Allison Holland in the game now playing the point.
Yep, 5'2 senior, Allison out high. Ball thrown to Brandewee, left wing, into the post to Summer Hoying, nearly tied up as Summer in the lane awfully long, gets it on the arc to Albers, whose three ball rims and comes out, tough break. Free ball in the left corner, and it is Alexis Gibbons for Arcanum, running down the right side of the court. Outside the lane in the right, misses it. Rebound Fort Loramie, four to go. Long shot by Brandewee from the center line, hits the top of the backboard. First quarter finishes Fort Loramie 23, Arcanum 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Oh, a number of great plays by Fort Loramie in that first quarter. Several turned in by Victoria Mesher. She's been a demon on defense, a ball hawk, and she has scored. Pushing double digits is Victoria Mesher. She's got 11, in fact, in one quarter of play. Number of fine plays by her. Wisebridge plays of the first quarter turned in by Victoria Mesher up Fort Loramie. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge, your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
Now the Fort Loramie girls start off the second quarter with a 31-second offensive possession that included a dozen passes, and it resulted in Summer Hoying getting freed up, low post left on the block, shot missed, no good, but she was banged on the arm, and her first free throw is in. And the 23-6 first quarter lead is now 24-6, make it 25-6 as Summer Hoying swishes shot number two. Here's Arcanum into the half court. Ball thrown into the left corner, deflected out of bounds by Hoying of Fort Loramie. Inbounding the Trojans goes side court to Alexis Gibbons, who backs up, tries to get free for the three ball. Ball fed baseline left to Brooke Anderson. Here's a step back three by Alexis Gibbons of Arcanum. It grazes iron, goes out of bounds in the right corner. And Arcanum simply can't get a look except for a 25-footer, Chuck.
Well, they've hit two threes. The freshman's got both of their baskets, both of them threes. And now they're looking at a half-court trap. Loramie recognizes.
Here is Fort Loramie into the half court. Top of the circle, it's Jaden Rose. Zone defense for Arcanum, as Chuck noted. 6:49 left till halftime. Here's a telegraph pass left side of the floor. Arcanum gets a fist on it, drives it out of bounds. Fort Loramie will throw in. And having checked in now for Fort Loramie, let's see, we got Riley,
Camp's back.
Ariel Heitkamp back on the floor for the Redskins. Caroline Long back in for Arcanum. Another whistle, another foul. Far side of the court against Gibbons of the Trojans. 6:41 remaining, second quarter, 25-6 Fort Loramie. Victoria Mesher inbounding across the way. Victoria Mesher, Avery Brandewee, high post Summer Hoing, and she received a shove. And very quickly, three team fouls in less than 90 seconds of the second quarter on Arcanum. You can bet Fort Loramie is going to be shooting the two-shot situation before this period's over. Fort Loramie's Jaden Rose, high post. Oh, backdoor cut to Heitkamp, hitting Albers, who came angling in from the left flank. Albers dropped it home for two.
My goodness. Woo. That was ball movement right there.
Teamwork was special. 27-6 Fort Loramie. Dribble drive down the lane, Arcanum. Ball left, baseline left for Alexis Gibbons. Swish on the 15-footer. Here's Fort Loramie, inbounding, fast break, just like that. Mesher, other end, beat everybody down the court and laid it through for two more.
They look like they're playing, running track today instead of basketball.
Oh, it's high-octane, fast-break offense from the Fort Loramie girls here today, fueled oftentimes by the defense.
Oh, yeah, they're getting steals and layups.
29-8 Fort Loramie, 5:56 to go, quarter number two. Arcanum, after the ball being knocked out by Fort Loramie, throws inside court. Long arms of Mesher, and she almost scraped it away on the play for Maddie Noe of Arcanum, who did track it down. Then she drives baseline left, hooks a pass into the post to Gibbons. Foul, reach in by Fort Loramie. Redskins second of the quarter. 5:45 to go, quarter number two. Fort Loramie in the lead, 29-8. We got Miley Shadow coming in for Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in top of the circle, outside the arc on the right, behind a screen. The three ball, airborne by Noe, missed it off the flange, rebounded by Fort Loramie. Long pass out ahead to a Redskin who beats everybody down the court. It's Miley Chateau, and she scores two. Redskins getting a bunch of layups.
Man, just what good looks to find the people down the floor. It's been pretty impressive.
And it's almost like at times Fort Loramie doesn't have a starting five out there at six or seven, and Arcanum's got less than five.
Yeah. I remember those days playing against Stroutwood. It seemed like they had like 12 guys out there pressing me.
All too often, Arcanum outnumbered trying to defend. 31-8. Fort Loramie steal again. Mesher's got her fifth or sixth steal. Out racing everybody down the floor. Challenge near the end. Missed the shot. No good. Stick back. But a foul against Arcanum.
Well, she got ran into the wall. How is that not a foul?
Two free throws coming for the Redskins. At the stripe is Ariel Heitkamp. A pair for her. 31-8 Fort Loramie. 5:11 to go, second quarter. Free throw is in and out. Redskins have been victimized at the free throw stripe by several shots, which have seemingly been dead center, but they popped out.
5 for 10 now from the line with one more coming.
After 22 of 25 last week up at Findlay Liberty Benton. Second free throw by Heitkamp is pure. Right through the netting, 32-8, Redskins lead. 5:06 to go here in the second quarter. Arcanum in the half court, reach-in foul against Fort Loramie. By the way, Arcanum's committed four in the period. For the final 5:03, Fort Loramie will shoot two at the stripe with each and every Arcanum foul. Good inbounds play by Arcanum. Ball thrown cross-court to Riley Leeper, driving layup, circled the rim and came off. Tough break. Fort Loramie's got it. Elbow in the right, it's Brandewee. Into the right corner, it goes on the play to Alex Rose. Tries to find Heitkamp entering the lane on a drive. Ball is touched by Arcanum and taken away by the Trojans. Here's Noe, baseline right, bounce pass below the ring. Then it's thrown on the arc to the three-point shooter. Swish! Long-range jumper by Brooke Anderson. 5'6 junior guard. Connects. 32-11 Fort Loramie. Here's Brandewee out high for the Redskins. Gives it up to Ariel Heitkamp. Down the right side it goes to the Redskins' Autumn Turner, who's checked in. High post, low post action. Summer Hoying deals on the interior to a Redskin player who's bumped from the backside. It's Brandewey who will get a pair at the stripe.
I'm impressed with Maddie Noe. She's a 5'6 freshman. She has both her baskets in the first quarter, but she's rebounding, finding people. I think she's going to be a pretty good player before her career's over.
Free throw, good by Brandewey of Fort Loramie, 33-11 in favor of the Redskins, 4:08 to go in the second. Foul set number two by Avery. He is off the flange, kicks way out on the floor to Brooke Anderson. She gives it up down the floor to Gibbons. Near side, Noe. Straight away, Anderson on top. Three ball short. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Backcourt, it's Ariel Heitkamp being chased by Claire Hine. Heitkamp with a chest pass up the floor to a teammate in the hands of Chateau and out of bounds.
Miley was looking to see what she was going to do with the ball before she caught it. You saw her head move and the ball went right through her hands.
Substitutions galore for both clubs. 22-point lead Fort Loramie. 3:45 to go here in quarter number two at Arcanum High School. Fort Loramie 4-1, Arcanum 3-1. Trojans lone loss this past Tuesday here to Minster, 53-48. Ball thrown outside the arc on the right to Noe. Deep right corner, fadeaway three by Gibbons. Strong rebound punched out by Arcanum, and Fort Loramie will bring it down the court. 3 minutes, 27 seconds remaining in the second period. 22-point lead for Fort Loramie. Mesher backcourt, top of the circle to Brandewey. Down the right side of the lane, pivot move. 10-footer short, rebound on the floor into the hands of Noe for Arcanum. She strides ahead, picked up by Alex Rose. Noe, too much dribbling. Ball is pried loose into the hands of Mesher. Oh, Mesher with a good late delivery to a teammate who is rolling down the floor, coming in from the right wing. It was Jaden Rose. She got the assist from Mesher. Excellent pass, 35-11. That was unselfishness at its best right there. Too much dribbling again by Arcanum in the lane, and the white shirts are outnumbered. Red shirts going the other way. Pull up, 10-foot J. Good! Right on the button by Jaden Rose. 37-11 Fort Loramie. Putting on an exhibition, a clinic much like last Saturday up at Finley Liberty Benton.
They've got seven young ladies have scored already.
Three ball Arcanum, deep one, right corner. High in the air by Leeper. It circled the iron and came out. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Long pass down the floor to a Redskin in the right corner. Traveling call.
As a Redskin. That's Autumn Turner. Yeah, she got the ball and just didn't put it down before she shuffled her feet.
Autumn took steps back on the floor. Allison Holland for Fort Loramie, which leads 37-11. 2:12 to go here in the first half. Arcanum to midcourt. Ball fed down the left side to Miller. Miller leaves it for a teammate. Then it comes right back to Miller. She goes airborne. Three ball, deep left corner of the floor. A little heavy. Weak side rebound to Long for Arcanum. To Miller, to Anderson, 25 feet out. A minute 46 to go, second quarter. Shot fake left corner. Attempted drive by Arcanum. Kicked out of bounds by Fort Loramie as the Trojans tried to thread a pass below the backboard. And Fort Loramie got a fist on it, drove it out of play. Ball inbounded, top of the circle to Miller. Drive, left side of the lane. Might have been a foul on Fort Loramie. No call. Loose ball rebound. Redskins, Mesher fouled in backcourt. And will stroll the other way to shoot two with a minute 36 to go in the second quarter. As Arcanum is over the limit of five fouls in this period. Victoria Mesher toes the stripe. She's got 13 for the Redskins, who have been fast breaking Arcanum like crazy. Free throw Victoria short. I could tell that was going to be up shy of the rim as she pulled the string on the follow through a little bit. Second shot by Victoria. also short, pulled the string again. Nice rebound, though, by Morgan Plyman of Fort Loramie. Tie-up occurs below the basket. Arrow favors the Redskins, who lead 37-11. Final 90 seconds, second quarter.
Victoria Masher, usually a really solid free throw shooter. Both of those were right on line, but both of them short.
And that's been about the only weakness in Fort Loramie's game today. Fort Loramie can have 45 points or close to it. And they made more of their free throws. Good inbounds play below the rim to Alex Rose in the paint. A leaner from 8 feet. She banks it in. 39-11. Wild pass, Arcanum. It's loose. It's on the deck. There goes Morgan Plyman zipping down the floor. Up strong with the left hand. She's hacked on the arm. And she gets two. Fort Loramie with probably, what, 10, 12 steals? That many turnovers from Arcanum as well.
Arcanum's got 16 turnovers.
Wow. Here's the free shot by Fort Loramie. Yes. I think that's Plyman at the stripe.
Yep, Morgan Plyman.
Plyman wears 20 on her back, 5'11 senior. Flipped in the first one. Second is
beautiful.
True. Right down through the nylon. 70 seconds to go. First half, 41-11 in favor of Fort Loramie. Should it get to 35 in the second half, it's a running clock. Arcanum top of the circle. Miller gives it up. Deep right corner on the play to Riley Leeper. Into the post to Gibbons. Out high to Noe. Noe has the ball popped in the air. It's on the deck. Noe gobbles it back up. Scattered floor. Hand off to Hine. Hine breaks to the rim, short on the shot, but a foul against Fort Loramie from the backside.
Well, you can tell Noe's a freshman. She made a terrible pass and then a hustle play to get the ball back and made a good look down there to get the ball down there to another freshman, Hine.
That was a case of Noe, yes.
Yep.
Free throw good by Hine of Arcanum. Player, a 5'6 freshman. Head coach Abby Moore of Arcanum giving her youth a lot of playing time here today. Second free throw hits the back iron. Rebound down to Brandewee of Fort Loramie. Backcourt to Jaden Rose. 40 ticks on the clock. Late second quarter. Fort Loramie up 41-12. Jaden has a tendency every now and then when pressured to extend that arm and elbow.
Yep, and she got it called a lot last time, and correct call right here.
Yep. 38-12 in favor, or I should say 41-12 in favor of Fort Loramie with 38 seconds to go in the second quarter. Midcourt with the ball, Noe for Arcanum. Picked up out high by Brandewee. Ball thrown down into the left corner to Riley Leeper. Ball almost stolen by Fort Loramie. It's loose. Hines got it. Drives and then tries to feed a teammate in the right corner. Taken away by Brandewee of Fort Loramie, who's wrapped up and fouled in backcourt with 15 seconds to go in the first half. And Fort Loramie up by 29.
I guess Alex Rose going to the line.
My mistake, not Brandewee, but Alex Rose will shoot two for Fort Loramie. Alex, one dribble, eyes the goal, and swishes it. What's Fort Loramie at the stripe, Chuck?
Well, they were 3 of 7 and 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. They've shot 19, and they've made 8.
Free throw here by Alex Rose is good. Just 8 for 19 for Fort Loramie.
I'm probably wrong. I'll tell you at the half.
Okay, 6, 5, 4 seconds to go. Late second quarter. Here is a deep three, a left-hander from the extreme corner by Miller. In and out, no good. And the first half closes. 43-12, Fort Loramie, after two quarters of play over the Arcanum Trojans. Jaden Rose turning in a very good first half for the Fort Loramie girls. A number of fine Wisebridge plays of the first half by Jaden Rose of Fort Loramie. Make your next play with Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Wisebridge is your bridge to a secure future using simple, visible strategies and solutions. Make your next play. Call to Wisebridge at 937-518-1776.
All securities through Money Concepts Capital Corp. Member FINRA, SIPC. Wisebridge Wealth Management is not affiliated with Money Concepts Capital Corp.
It is halftime here at Arcanum, and the Fort Loramie Redskins are blistering the Arcanum Trojans 43-12, a 31-point spread after two periods of play. When this lead gets to 35, if it does, and it more likely will, we will have a running clock, which we did have much of the fourth quarter in the JV contest, won by Fort Loramie as in that JV tilt. Maddie Shadow bumped home 21 points. She had a brilliant preliminary game for the Fort Loramie girls here this afternoon. The lead is 31 at the intermission break. Fort Loramie over Arcanum on scoresbroadcast.com.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom in Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom in Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Hello, pumpkin. It's that time of year. The Great Pumpkin Pie has arrived at Frisch's, and it's just as delicious as you remember. With a flaky, made-from-scratch crust and silky, real pumpkin filling, each pie is baked to perfection and ready to enjoy. Or try another delicious fall favorite, our pumpkin spice caramel cake, with layers of ice cream and Frisch's pumpkin spice cake topped with a caramel drizzle. Stop in, call ahead, or pre-order online at Frisch's.com, DoorDash, or Uber Eats. Bring cheer to your holiday table this season with a pumpkin dessert from Frisch's.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Arcanum. Fort Loramie Girls 43, Arcanum 12. Our halftime brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Chuck?
Well, the stats are as lopsided as the score. It's 43-12 here at the half. Loramie out-rebounded Arcanum 18-5, 6-1 on the offensive boards. The Trojans have turned it 17 times. The Redskins 6, 11 of 19 from the free throw line. Loramie would like to have two or three more free throws from there. Arcanum only went twice, made one. Individual scoring. Maddie Noe, a 5'6 freshman, had two threes in the first quarter for six. They got three out of Anderson. They got two from Gibbons and one from Claire Hine. They scored six each quarter, 12 for the half. Loramie, a lot of people scored. They had 13 from Victoria Mesher. Then they got 7 from Skylar Albers, 5 from Avery Brandwee, 4 from Jaden Rose, 4 from Alex Rose, 3 from Ariel Heitkamp, 3 from Summer Hoyne, 2 from Morgan Plyman, and 2 from Miley Shadow. They scored 23 and 20 and lead it 43 to 12 at the half.
Thank you so much, J&J Brodigham in Sydney, your preferred underground plumbing specialist, and Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence, building hotels for the hospitality industry. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Leading the way is J&J Brodigham. Those who live in Sydney are aware that you must meet EPA regulations for the sanitary sewer system on your property. For many Sydney homeowners, J&J Brodigham has inspected their drain and sewer systems by using video cameras. Brodigham can simply reline all or part of your system to make it compliant with city code, often with little or no digging. You, the homeowner, can actually see the break or blockage in the sewer for yourself. For several years, Brodigham has continued to get the job done right the first time for hundreds of Sydney residents, one homeowner after another. We lead the way. Brodigham also has the best reputation throughout the region for its special jetting service, which completely clears blocked drains and clogged sinks and toilets, for example. Jetting is safe, non-invasive, and environmentally friendly. Don't sweat it. Just jet it with Brodigham. Yes, Brodigham, with 35 years' experience, is the region's most popular specialist in underground plumbing. J&J Brodigham, located in Shelby County. Fast, reliable, affordable. Like them on Facebook. Phone 937-638-5059. That's 638-5059. To fix your drains or sewer system, go with the pro, J&J Brodigham.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owner's visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
We begin the second half here on ScoresBroadcast.com this afternoon. Fort Loramie leading Arcanum by a count of 43-12. possession to Arcanum to start the third quarter. Fort Loramie earns a tie-up and the arrow, and the Redskins bring it down with Jaden Rose, head of the key, to Albers, who shoots a pass inside for Mesher through her hands, and it is taken away by Arcanum. 7:35 to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie up at 31, 43-12. Don't forget tonight, Jackson Center Coldwater boys from the Palace at Coldwater. Great defense by the Fort Loramie girls in the half court, and they earn the 5 second counts.
Yep.
Redskins forced the miscue from Arcanum, and that's how many mistakes by the Trojans?
That is now 19.
And many of them have been forced, quite a few not so, but Fort Loramie's defense has simply played havoc with Arcanum here this afternoon. Jaden Rose with the ball out of the arc to Alex Rose. Straightaway Mesher, good feed down inside to Hoing. Hoing turns for the hoop. She's cracked on the arm, and she'll get two free ones.
That was good ball movement. They threw it up high. She pinned down. Their choice was to give up a layup or a foul.
I love the backs of the T-shirts, worn by so many Redskins faithful here in the crowd, Chuck. T-E-A-M. Together, everyone achieves more.
If you can sell that to your players, you've got a team.
Exactly. Both free throws netted by Summer Hoing of Fort Loramie, which extends the lead to 45-12, 2 points from a running clock. With a minute gone here in the third quarter. Ball thrown head of the key by Arcanum to Ashlyn Miller, who fires right corner. Ball loose. Fort Loramie comes away with it. 2-on-2 break. Great pass low on the right to Albers. No good. Oh, what a follow. Summer Hoing blew to the rim. Came out of nowhere.
Wow.
And laid it back through after the Albers miss. 35-point game. Here's a deep three left side of the court. No good by Ashlyn Miller. Rebound Fort Loramie, 3-on-1. Hoing out ahead to Albers. Shot layup, no good. Follow good by Alex Rose.
They are running the floor and are getting rewarded.
And the Redskins are in shape. I tell you what, that's what I noticed last week about Liberty Benton.
They were not.
Up at Findlay. Liberty Benton was not in the condition Fort Loramie was in. That was for sure. Here's another loose ball at midcourt. Two red shirts, two white shirts. Arrow will keep it with Arcanum, and we do have the continuous clock on the board. 49-12, Fort Loramie in the lead.
It'll be a continuous clock until, or if it gets under 30, then it goes back to a regular clock.
Right. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, West Michigan and Sydney, a big blowout sale going on now. Huge inventory left over from the massive tent sale at Goffney as Alexis Gibbons breaks free. Gets a nice layup on the inside for the Trojans. Good two-pointer by her. Here's a wild pass by Fort Loramie's Summer Hoing. She was 30 feet out straight on, tried to dump it down inside and missed her teammate out of bounds. 49-14 Fort Loramie, 35-point spread. Bowen off the end of the floor, but the clock continues to run. Margin is in excess of 30 at this point. 3 minutes gone, third quarter. 35-point lead for the Redskins. Here's a weave out high to Gibbons. Gibbons is checked. Good coverage from the backside by Jaden Rose, who stole it, fed it down the floor to Albers. Oh, hits a teammate slanting in from the left corner. Brandewey on the catch, the shot, the score.
What a great pass that time by Albers.
51-14, Fort Loramie in the lead. Arcanum's Riley Leeper in the half court. Throws it to the post, and it's batted away by Fort Loramie. Another error by Arcanum, and that is followed up by a bad throw by Fort Loramie out of bounds down to our right. As we were saying, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, or I should say Goffney Furniture and Mattress is the proper title, located in West Michigan in Sydney. Inventory fantastic right now. Big blowout sale going on now after the fall tent sale. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, and more. One bargain after another. Family owned and operated. Four generations, 80 years at Goffney. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, on West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney Furniture and Mattress, the big blowout sale. Take advantage. Another bad throw by Fort Loramie, out of bounds. Arcanum attacks to our left, trailing 51-14. The lead is 37. Clock winding down fast here in the third period.
Hard to keep your focus if you got a 37-point lead, but that's what you need to do.
Here's Noe, near side pass to Arcanum's Alexis Gibbon. Gibbon's a long, high floater from behind the three-point arc. Yes, a trifecta. And nobody stopped Brandewee for Fort Loramie. She drove it 70 feet. It hung on the rim, fell off. Good follow in the lane by Albers. No good. Rebound stick back low on the right, but Jaden Rose, it missed. Summer Hoying had a hand on it. Couldn't get it to go. Rebound rolling out of bounds off of Arcanum down to our right.
Man, that was three right there. Three easy baskets that they just rolled off the rim, but good job of pounding the offensive boards.
Yep, Redskins have run the floor well, taking care of the ball much better than Arcanum, and pounded the glass at both ends. Morgan Plyman is out of the game at the moment for Fort Loramie, which has substituted freely. Ariel Heitkamp is in. Ball thrown 25 feet away on the play to Autumn Turner. Here's Carissa Meyer straight on. Right corner, Avery Brandewee. And did a Redskin player get a finger in the eye? Or
got a shoot eye.
Ooh. And Avery Brandewee stoved her foot.
Oh, no.
And hopefully it was not the same ankle, but she is
not happy.
Nope, in a little anxiety at the moment. And she has come off the floor, got stepped on or twisted it. And that has plagued her since the start of the regular season. And she is slowly walking off. Here is Fort Loramie with an outstanding post-up move. Ariel Heitkamp hit Victoria Mesher down low with the left hand. Stroked it up and in from 6 feet. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Fort Loramie in the lead, 53-17. Here's Arcanum, deep right corner, as Mesher attempts to defend blocking foul by the Redskins. Well, you won't believe the savings at your Pro Hardware store on East Pike and Jackson Center. Take advantage of major price cuts on DeWalt Power Tools. Kitchen cabinets at Jackson Center Pro Hardware, one half the cost of what the big box stores charge. And you can also save on beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center. Like them on Facebook. Tell Darren Yinkst you heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware on scoresbroadcast.com, your one-stop shop for home improvement. Jackson Center Pro Hardware. We make buying hardware easy. Victoria Mesher, quite active in the post, receives the pass from a teammate who delivered it to her from out on the arc, and Victoria on a turnaround J in the lane is hammered. She gets two or under a minute to go in a briskly played third quarter. Free throw Mesher short. Only downside to the Redskins game today, the charity stripe.
If I'm Victoria, I bank this one rather than this one be short. Everything she shot has been short.
That one is in and out, lipped the rim, looked to be perfect, snapped away. Some days you are not sharp at the line, can't get the roll all too often. That's been the case. Long three ball leaper, in and out, no good, Arcanum. Fort Loramie down the floor, 3-on-2, baseline right. Here's a jump shot for the Redskins. It's Miley Chateau. In and out, no good. Rebound is good. Was that Alex Rose, Chuck?
I don't know. I didn't see.
I think it was. Here's a steal. Interception, Victoria Mesher. Final tenth of a second, ending the third quarter. Redskins on top, 55-17, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, the golf professionals at Shelby Oaks right here in Sydney, offer you a reminder. If you want to play your best golf, you should start with a Ping custom fitting. Rob and Nate have been honored 4 times as Ping's Fitter of the Year, including being named a Ping Power Fitter of the Year in 2023. That means when it comes to custom fitting Ping clubs, Rob and Nate know their stuff. They custom fit every club in the bag, from the new G430 drivers to PLD milled putters and every club in between. Why drive to Dayton, Lima, or Cincinnati to get custom fit when you don't need to leave town to get fit for Ping golf equipment by award winners? To schedule a Ping fitting with Rob and Nate, call 937-492-2883. That's 492-2883. Or just stop by the shop at the Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney and check out all the latest from Ping Golf. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie.
But two very fine feeds by Fort Laramie here at the outset of the fourth quarter lead to field goals by Victoria Mesher, and I'm not
Summer
sure.
Hoying got the other.
Summer Hoying got the other one. They were the beneficiaries of fine passes. Fort Laramie continues to run the floor. We're in the opening minute of the fourth quarter, and Fort Laramie has mounted a 59-17 cushion over Arcanum. Running clock continues, of course. Arcanum with the ball out near the timeline. It's Alexis Gibbons. So many thanks to our Fort Laramie trio of sponsors with us each and every Fort Laramie game. Just Fort Laramie games for these three sponsors all year long. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. And M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Laramie. 2 minutes gone, fourth quarter, continuous clock. Redskins with possession, up 59-17. Summer Hoying, high post, trying to lob down inside for Mesher, broken up on the play by Arcanum. Mesher got a fingertip on it last. Out of bounds to the Trojans. Mesher out. That looks like Brandewee had come back out on the floor. She had shaken off that stove foot.
Right. Well, when you've sprained an ankle badly, when you hurt it, when you feel a twinge in it again, it freaks you out. But she looks like she's okay.
Yep, she was sensitive to it and got back on the floor and played. Steal by Fort Laramie. Long heave down the floor. Albers is by herself for two more. Fort Laramie dominating throughout. Redskins working on his own defense at the moment. 3 minutes gone here in the fourth. 61-17 in favor of Fort Laramie. Ball thrown to Brooke Anderson. Deals right corner for Arcanum. Elbow in the right. It's Gibbons. Down low to a cutter. Anderson shot short. No good. Rebound tipped to Ariel Heitkamp. Oh, look at that pass. My, oh, my, oh, my. Summer Hoying scored it. Albers threaded the needle to her at the end. Heitkamp made the pass halfway up the floor. Redskins, a lot of assist making in this game. 63-17 lead. Here's a deep three from the left corner by Ashlyn Miller of Arcanum. It hit the back brace. No good. Rebounded by Carissa Meyer of Fort Laramie to Heitkamp. One, two, three passes. Albers on the finish in the lane. Lays it up. It is bouncing in. Timeout. Fort Loramie, 4:10 to play in the fourth. 65-17. Redskins on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Arcanum in possession, under four to play here in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie enjoys a 65-17 lead. Intercepted pass by the Redskins below the rim. Ariel Heitkamp got in front of it. Suffocating D by Fort Loramie here today. Redskins with the ball in the half court. Heitkamp gave it up, got it back. 3:20 and counting in the fourth. Ball thrown near side to Autumn Turner. Hits a cutter down the lane. Carissa Meyer dives into the paint. Shot no good, but a foul. Carissa will get two at the stripe. Need the right solution for true comfort? We'll call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse, his Superb Techs are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel perfect the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com. Carissa Meyer sinks a couple foul shots. She goes to the bench. Fort Loramie up by 50 points with 2:20 left to go here in the game. Continuous clock for this second half. Arcanum with a pass in the corner. Touching at Fort Loramie, goes out of bounds. Trojans will throw in. 67-17, Fort Loramie in the lead. Well, Fort Loramie's teamwork and passing here in the second half, brilliant. Well, throughout the entire game, for that matter.
They've been terrific.
Two-shot foul here for Arcanum. Morgan Plyman picked it up. Two-shot situation here for
Riley Leeper.
Leeper, a 5'7 senior guard. Toes the stripe, arches it up, and no good. Off the heel. Minute 41 to go here in the fourth quarter. Don't forget tonight, airtime about a quarter of seven as Jackson Center plays Coldwater boys action. Interleague play. Tigers from the Shelby County Athletic League meet the Cavaliers from the Midwest Athletic Conference. 67-17, both free throws missed on the play by Arcanum. Fort Loramie has the ball half court to her right as we approach a minute. Here's Holland, low on the left, hacked on the play. She took it to the basket, and she'll get two free throws here for Fort Loramie. Allison Holland toes the stripe.
Allison can become the 11th player to score for the Redskins today with a free throw.
That's fantastic. In fact, 11 scored, Chuck, as I recall, in the state championship game in 21. In fact, that is referenced in our pregame basketball open. You note that 11 scored in that state championship victory over McDonald. Two free throws here by Allison Holland, dead center. And that's player number 11 to hit the scorebook for Fort Loramie. We're down to 20 seconds to go in the fourth. The lead for Fort Loramie, 69-17. Here is a poor pass by Arcanum, far side of the floor. Fort Loramie intercepts, walks it to the half-court line, and the Redskins will dribble out the final 10. That's going to do it. Fort Loramie defeats Arcanum easily here this afternoon as the D4 Redskins knock off the Division III Arcanum Trojans. Easy for me to say. Arcanum Trojans, 69-17. Fort Loramie was brilliant here this afternoon, playing every bit as well as Fort Loramie did last week against Findlay Liberty Benton, a game we covered up in Findlay on scoresbroadcast.com last weekend. Of course, that was a more staunch opponent, D2 Liberty Benton. Fort Loramie having its way with Arcanum here this afternoon. Only weak spot might have been free throw shooting for the Redskins on this day at Arcanum. 69-17 final. Fort Loramie victorious. We'll return to wrap up our presentation in a moment or two or three on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he'd actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are specially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Ready for a new roof? Need other home improvements like windows or siding? A&E Home Services in Sydney stands by its name. A&E, affordable and experienced. At A&E, we'll work with your budget and schedule to create a beautiful, durable roof that protects your home investment for years to come. And we'll work with your insurance company, too, every step of the way. Metal and asphalt roofs, reliability starts at the top with A&E Home Services. We'll help you create, update, and renovate. Home remodeling, and so much more. Right now, we're working closely with homeowners throughout Sydney, Shelby County, and West Central Ohio. Reproof your roof with A&E, affordable and experienced. Phone 937-726-2868. That's 726-2868. We don't sell roofs, we build relationships. Your roof is our passion. A&E Home Services in Sydney. We're your home crew for your honeydew.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
We're a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who come from towns all around. Meyer's Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins is known at noon and night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We have a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. The omelets are terrific. Super Strip Loin Steak starts at 4. And don't forget the lunchtime specials. Meyer's is proud to be a local casual hangout and welcomes you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, and have a burger. Place your carryout from Meyer's at 303 North Main in Botkins. Phone 937-693-8271. We bet you won't find better.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
And welcome back here to Arcanum as we share several minutes with our sponsors. Running clock in the entire second half made it a little difficult to get our sponsors in on the air here today, and that occasionally can happen. Makes it difficult, challenging, but
we greatly appreciate you, and absolutely, you guys mean the world to us, and we will get you in this evening for a fact.
And because of our sponsors, our listeners listen free of charge.
Right.
And that's rare. That's rare with regard to online broadcasting today. And usually there's a subscription fee. It's a month, 6 months, a year.
Yeah.
But thanks
you
to...
You charge me to do the games. That's how bad it is.
Thanks to you, our sponsors. Our listeners join us free of charge. They appreciate it very much. We appreciate the participating underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Fort Loramie with an easy victory over Arcanum here today. Final tally, 69-17. Several Fort Loramie fans remarked that Fort Loramie wasn't very sharp against Houston in the Fort Loramie triumph on Thursday. Fort Loramie every bit as good today as the Redskins were last Saturday up at Findlay Liberty Benton, Chuck.
Well, they out-rebounded them 31-7, 12-1 on the offensive boards.
Wow.
Loramie turned it 11 times, Arcanum 27. They had 17 turns at halftime. Loramie took the pressure off, or it would have been worse. Free throw line, Arcanum only went four times, made one. Loramie 17 of 27. Individual scoring for Arcanum, they were led by Maddie Noe with 2 threes in the first quarter. That's six. She is Mike Clancy's player of the game for the Trojans. On the other side, I can't read all these because I'll wear out. 17 from Victoria Mesher, 11 from Skylar Albers, and 11 from Summer Hoing. I can't break them down, so all three of those are going to be Mike Clancy's players for Fort Loramie.
And for the Redskins, what, 11 players 11, scored?
11 scored.
Wow. Unbelievable.
They had a terrific game.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in. Drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Whether buying or selling a home, rely on one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area, Realty 2000 Group at 100 South Main in Sydney. The real estate professionals at Realty 2000 are dependable and knowledgeable. Tim Gleason and his staff will make the transition go smoothly for you. Their foundation is built on honesty and respect. If you're buying or selling in the area or relocating here, make the move to Realty 2000. Contact us at realty2000group.com, 937-492-8055. We're locally owned, your neighbor, with knowledge of the city and county housing market that's second to none. Realty 2000 Group is the number one real estate company in Shelby County. Realty 2000, the region's household name.
Welcome back to Arcanum. I'm Jack with Chuck. Fort Loramie whips Arcanum by a final tally of 69-17. Redskins now 5-1 on the year. Arcanum 3-2. Fort Loramie plays Jackson Center on Thursday in the SCAL. Tonight we're on the air about a quarter of seven at Coldwater. Jackson Center boys play the Coldwater Cavaliers. Join us then. And on Tuesday, Jackson Center boys host Botkins. That is our game on Tuesday night, 6:45 airtime on Tuesday, Botkins at Jackson Center. Thanks to our great online audience today, Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Thanks to everybody. Again, the final score, Fort Loramie, triumphant 69-17 over Arcanum on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We would not be online today covering high school sports without the benefit of Lacow Equipment. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the Ping Custom Fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping Custom Fitting from Shelby Oaks. Wisebridge Wealth Management in Sydney. Begin your retirement, wealth, estate, and tax planning with Wisebridge. Your bridge to a secure future is Wisebridge Wealth Management. J&J Brodigham in Sydney. Your most popular underground plumbing specialist. Brodigham is fast, reliable, and affordable. Don't sweat it, just jet it with Brodigham. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies. And that's for sure. Goffney Furniture and Mattress in Sydney. High quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great big boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Securecom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-com. Online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. And these 16-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on scoresbroadcast.com.